Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Tetanatim kululi wetu. Tetanatim kululi wetu. Tetanatim kululi wetu. Tetanatim kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Tetanatim kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Ambanatim kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Siti tetanati kululi wetu. Tetanati kululi wetu. Tetanati kululi wetu. Tetanati kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu, kululi wetu. Kululi wetu.
Matube, translation please. Matube, Matube, translate. What does it mean? What does it mean? The words.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll have Brother Brian will come to the front. It's good to for the brother to translate. I remember once being with the brother and he said, "Oh, brother, I get in the spirit when I listen to this song." And then when he put it on, he didn't understand English. He started saying, "Baby, I love you." And so I said, "Brother, this is not a good song, this." So it's good to just explain what it means, you know.
Good morning, brothers.
Key, brother.
And sisters, sorry. God bless you. I thought the number one would surely be me. I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I would build on life's sinking sands, but I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Can't even walk without him holding my hand. Mountain too high, and the valleys to walk. Down on my knees, that's where I learn to stand, 'cause I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I think that I will make Jesus my own. I'm in the wrong key.
It's okay.
I'm singing too high. I'm so sorry about that. I've got it totally wrong. Would you mind if I start that again?
Amen.
No, I'm so sorry about it. I'd have to come down a bit, Amen. Brother Jordan.
Don't do it again. Eh?
If I start singing, maybe you can come into tune with
Amen.
Me.
Sorry, man.
I apologize about that, brothers and sisters. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I would build on life's silver sand, but I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide, I'm down on my knees, that's where I learn to stand, 'cause I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Hallelujah.
I think that I will make Jesus my own. From now on, when I'm in trouble, on him I'll call. If I don't trust him, I'd be less than a man, because I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valley too wide, I'm down on my knees, that's where I learn to stand. Lord, I can't walk enough without him holding my hand. Again. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide, I'm down on my knees, that's where I learn to stand, because I can't even walk without him holding my hand.
Hallelujah, Sister Angel. Amen. Brother Brian, that was very good, brother.
Amen.
That was very good. Amen. The Lord had to bring you here to bless us.
Amen.
Amen. We praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Two saints.
Amen.
Sometimes we pray, Father, let this cup pass for me, but we want to cry out just once more, Lord, on bended knees. We seek just one touch of the hem of his garment. brought change and for deliverance. I'm casting out fear, there's power in prayer, only believe. Only believe, let nothing stand in your way. Issues of blood, troubles and confusion will have to go back through hell's gate. Put your feet on the necks of this king. You look to the bleeding lamb that was slain. Just confess it and you receive. Our prophet, he longed, yes, he longed to see that seven die. But Lord, how we long for you to come. Sweet heavenly dove, you rule over earth, find your resting place in our blood, troubles and confusion will have to go back through hell's gate. Put your feet on the necks of this king. You look to the bleeding lamb that was slain. Just confess it and you receive. The Lord, he's my rock, my light and salvation. In you I believe. And by your blood, glory rebuke all lying vanity. For door and holes should encamp against me to release fear and insecurity. I'll stand confident, for Lord, you will keep. We'll have to go back through hell's gate. I'll put my feet on the necks of this king. I look to the bleeding lamb that was slain. And Lord, I believe, I confess it. And I receive.
Amen. May the Lord bless our sister. Amen. Take the words of the song. Tomorrow when you're in trials, when I'm up against my best enemy, is always my brother. Maybe myself and my brother, we have a misunderstanding. Let's go to the words of that song. Only believe. There's nothing that can rise, even anything in hell's gates. Let's sing. Let's sing that song. Let's stand up. We'll just worship. Let's
take me past the outer courts to that holy place, past the praising altar. Lord, I want to see only your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Lord, take me into the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me into the holiest of holies. Take the cold, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the cold this morning, take the cold, cleanse my lips, here I am. One more time, take the cold, cleanse my lips, here I am. We enter in this morning, we enter in to the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days, to honor Him for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is Thy name. Praise His name, for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. We thank you for bringing us to Dublin, Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Make us true representatives of Thee. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Thank you for all you've done, yeah, Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. We enter in to the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days, to honor Him for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
I enter into the holiest of holies.
I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, we enter this morning, Lord. To worship you only, Jesus. To honor I am. Oh, we worship you. Let's love, Lord. I worship. Let's worship Him this morning.
I worship.
We love you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, I worship you.
For your name is holy.
For your name is holy. For your name is holy, God. For your name is holy, Lord. You are holy. For your name is holy Elohim, holy Elohim, Lord, you are holy this morning, Lord, for your name is holy, 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 holy God. Let the word, oh,
of your glory fall.
For you are holy this morning,
for your name is holy.
Our head, saints, let's come to a time of prayer. We have one prayer request. Brother Vladimir, traveling Wednesday to see parents in Slovakia and his father in Serbia. So we want to remember him in prayer. Let's all put ourselves before the Lord this morning. Let's prepare our hearts for the ministration of the word. Let's come before him as prepared ground today. If there's anything that's in the way, if there's anything which has hindered you in worship, why not let's just come before him now. Laid upon the altar, bring yourself into his presence, call upon his name. Seek his mercy. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's all pray as we come to the preaching of the word. Father, we bring ourselves before thee, Lord, as just a needy people, Lord, upon this day. Father, just so much wanting to hear your voice, just desiring your grace. Father, just desiring your mercy. Lord. Father, just so much want, Lord, to humble myself before thee. So much want. Lord, Father, we just draw nigh unto thee upon this day, Father, to thank you for a time of worship. Father, just to thank you for time, Lord, to come and express ourselves before thee, Lord. Father, to thank you for gathering with your people upon this day, Father, Lord, just in this late hour. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've ministered an entrance unto us, Lord, by your goodness and your grace. And Father, we've just come unto this place upon this day in your name. For what we long for upon this day is to take full advantage, Lord, of this opportunity that you've given unto us, Lord. That, Father, you would minister unto us upon this day. And not only that, Lord, but Father, that we'd receive your visitation, Lord, that we'd make full use of, Father, your grace, Lord. Father, we desire not to receive your grace in vain upon this day. Father, we desire not to be a people that, Father, would reject or miss our hour of visitation. But, Lord, visit our souls as individuals upon this day. And as we discern, Lord, that you're speaking unto us and as you're drawing near unto us, Lord, Father, let us bow ourselves in the presence of your word. Father, let us just lay aside everything else, Lord. Let us cast down reasoning. Let us cast down understanding. Let us, Father, bring captive everything, Lord, that would desire to exalt itself above your knowledge upon this day, Lord. And Father, Lord, that it has been atmosphere in this place that Satan has no room to work, Lord. That, Father, you wouldn't have an opportunity, Lord, Father, to work upon any person, Lord. But, Father, we're inviting you upon this day. We're inviting you to come down, for you're a mighty man of war, Lord. And, Father, we just ask of you, Lord, upon this day that you would roar from Zion once again, Lord. That you would roar upon your enemies upon this day, Lord. That you would roar upon them, Lord. Father, those heavenly forces, Lord, spirits and wickedness, Lord, and powers and principalities, and just better equip us upon this day, Father, would be our desire, that you may put on the whole armor of God. Equip us upon this day, Lord, with the sword of the Spirit would be our desire. Father, help us to polish, Lord, this day, the shield of faith, Lord. Father, let our loins be girt up with truth, Lord. Father, let us be a people, Lord, that are able to pray in the Spirit always, to make supplication unto thee, Lord. Father, to call upon the name and to bring a change in any situation is our desire. Father, that is our petition, Lord, upon this day. Father, we are your children. We are your sons and your daughters, Lord. We've come to sit at your table. We've come to sit at your feet. Father, we've come upon this day reporting for duty once again. That, Father, you may train us, Lord. That you may mold us. That you may make us, Lord. That, Father, you may purge us where we need to be purged. And Father, correct us where we need correction, Lord. Father, whatsoever would be your will upon this day. We know that your word is profitable for rebuke, for exhortation, Lord. Father, we give it into your hands. Have thine own way upon this day. Father, you are the great potter. We are the clay. And we just want to submit ourselves into your hands and the minister, especially upon this day.
Amen.
That, Father, you would just be a vessel of honor set aside unto the master's use, Lord. That you'd grant unto him a liberty, Lord. That you'd open up and minister the channel that you would desire for him to minister in upon this day. And, Father, lead us and guide us all into that same place. That, Father, you may minister us into that dimension and that place upon this
Amen.
Day that you desire us to be. That, Father, we'll never be the same again. That would go from this place and we'll say, from that time there was a change. Father, let that be the testimony of every person, Lord. Them that do not know you, Father, won't you pass their way upon this day. As you went to Peter and you said, follow thou me. Father, let it be that day for people upon this day. As you went to the Father, the tax collector, Lord, and you said to him, follow thou me, and he left everything and he followed thee, Lord, and he made a feast for you in his house, Lord, and he invited his friends, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let there be a change upon this day, Lord. Father, do something for us, Lord, we'd pray, that we'd look back to this day and say, surely, Lord, that was a milestone in our experience, Lord. Surely that was a stepping stone, Lord, where you took us from one place to another. Let it be a Bethel upon this day. Let us raise up a pillar, Lord, and let us put the anointing upon it, Lord. And let us never forget it, Lord, Father, because when you meet with your people, Father, whenever you come, Lord, something good takes place. And that's why we're waiting upon thee upon this day. Forgive our trespasses. Forgive our transgressions, Lord. Father, forgive us, Lord. Let your blood speak in our behalf upon this day. And Father, minister mercy, Lord. Bless the visitors in our gates, we'd pray. Father, them that haven't managed to come this day, we'd lift them up unto thee, Lord. Even Brother Vlad, as he would travel, we pray he'd go with your traveling mercies, Lord, that your angel would go before him, that you'd prosper him in the business that he'd go to do, that you'd encourage Sister Lydia's parents, Lord, that you'd encourage Brother Vlad's father, Lord. I just pray we bring them up unto thee, bring him safely back in your presence, Lord. Father, with a good report, we'd pray. And Father, every other need that we have upon this day, Father, we know we've come to the right place. We've come, Lord, to present our petitions and our needs before thee, Lord. And Father, we know that you said, they that trust in you shall never be put to shame. And Father, we've come into your house, and Lord, we've come with, Father, lifting our cups unto thee, and we say, fill our cups, Lord. Father, we lift them up unto thee. Bless your people. Thank you for the musicians. Bless them. Each officer at the post of duty, bless them, Lord. Help us, Lord. Minister us further. This day we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, you may be seated just for a minute. We do greet you in Jesus' name this morning. Great privilege and pleasure to be in his house today. We have quite a few visitors, so we'd really like to greet them warmly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have Brother Louis, who's from Brother Peter Chandler's church. He's a deacon there, so we're really glad to have him from London. God bless you, brother.
Yeah.
Amen, if the brother can stand. Amen. Then we have Brother Jean. Is it Brother Jean or Brother Jean? Brother Jean. God bless you, Brother Jean. He's from Newcastle. God bless you, brother. I just want to welcome back Brother Jonathan as well, brother. If you want to stand, brother, so people can remember you. And then our good friend, Brother Innocent, is here. Brother Innocent, if you want to just stand again, brother, wherever he is. God bless you, brother. And he's come with some other brothers as well. We do greet them as well. Brother Elson Chabvi. If you want to stand, brother Elson. God bless you, brother. We've seen him. Brother Yamikani Gracian. Is that the right way of pronouncing? We know you, brother. God bless you. Nice. And then we have Fadir Suleiman. Amen. That sounds like a previously Muslim name, indeed. It's wonderful to see those kind of things. You know, the Lord can do that. And Clara Chinema as well. Clara, God bless you as well. God bless you. So we do greet each and every one in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we really want to appreciate once again having our precious brother, Brother Msimanga, and his wife with us. Had a good time in the Lord last night. The brother was getting into about third gear last night. So we're really expecting the brother to keep pushing on today. It was a real blessed time. We'd really like to give liberty to the Lord and to the word today to give ourselves over. And just one thing I wanted to just bring to the church, it's an issue which really does need prayer, is the people who own these premises, they notified us on Friday that they've applied to have this entire complex redeveloped. So they put in a planning application to the council to have this entire area redeveloped. And that obviously would mean, unless the grace of God, if you're ready to call upon his name to bring him into the situation, this building's going to be demolished. you know, took us really by surprise. They just emailed Brother Will. He forwarded it to me on Friday, and they said they've applied for planning permission. So I'm really asking the saints to pray about it, because I'm sure you like me. I really love this building. Amen. No, I love this place. To me, it's such a nice place that the Lord gave us. It was His grace that gave us this place. He's taken us through many things here. We've had some really wonderful times. So really asking the saints to really take this as an issue of prayer before the Lord. They said if the planning permission comes in, it probably won't be before Christmas. That's what they're saying. So that would only just be several months. We wouldn't have very much time to do anything. So really asking the saints to really put this before the Lord. Whenever the Lord is near, please speak to Him about this situation, that He might do something about it. If He has a better place for us, or He wants us to go somewhere else, all well and good. But let's really seek His face about this one here, so His will may be done. Because He can change circumstances, He can change situations, He can get planning permission refused if He desires, whatsoever it would be. But let's really put it before the Lord, that the Lord's will be done in this situation. So just a real, real request. Took us by surprise. But we know the Lord's in control of all things. Amen. And there's a purpose in everything that He does. So we just want to move with Him. We just want to go forth in His precious name as well. So just greet Sister Comfort again. She's back. God bless you, sister. Amen. Let's stand once more. Let's sing one chorus. We hand over now to Brother Msimange. And just ask him to take his liberty upon this day. Let's all stand. Let's sing one chorus. Let's come to the preaching of the word. And I'm sure you're under an expectation today. Amen. Amen. Brother George, if you can just do one for us. Let's sing that song. He poured in the oil and the wine. Many on the Jericho road, going from Jerusalem down to Jericho. And you're wanting the Lord to minister you back once again. Maybe you're on the way to Emmaus today and you need the Lord to draw near, to speak to you, to make things clear, so that the word burns in your heart once again and that you run back to your brethren in Jerusalem. Whatever you need today, let's put our hearts once more before the Lord as we come to the preaching of the word.
Again, I would like to greet you saints this lovely Sunday in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm blessed to have the deacon from Pastor Peter Chandler. He's a friend of mine. Just tell him Malawi saying hello. You remember he has visited us many a time. We've had wonderful times together with him in the rural areas, in the villages. So please say hi to him. And once again, I want to appreciate the pastor for his kindness to open up his pulpit. God bless you, person. And I believe God has something for us today. Not because I'm here, but because he's here.
Amen.
And he always respects himself. Thank you, brother. Maybe you need to tune up this. God bless you.
Amen.
I bring greetings from our church back home in Blantyre. They say, please, when you go there, say hi to the saints. And they love you. And as the pastor has already alluded to, I've come with my dear wife, Rebecca. And we thank God for his kindness and goodness to us over the years. God bless you. We've come to hear from him. And may I ask you to stand for the reading of the word. We just want to continue by his grace from where we left yesterday. We are going to read from the book of Psalms 139, 23rd verse and verse 24. Psalms 139. God bless you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is a prayer coming from David. And he's saying, Lord, search me. Find me out. We want to take a message based on taking inventory of yourself. There is need sometimes sit down and take a piece of paper, which I would like to call a performance list. Write down about your life. Is it going well with you? Or it's not as you would wish. Is there progress in your life, in your spiritual life? Let us pray. Father, once again, we are humbled by your presence. We've heard wonderful music, specials. Lord, now we've come to the most important part of the service. And that is the preaching of your word. May I not be the one speaking. May you be the one speaking. Use me as a vessel, because I've got nothing on my own. Father, no matter how many years one has stood behind the pulpit, they can never get used to preaching. We require that your presence be among us. May you speak to all of us. May you grant us your presence. Thank you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We may be seated. David is saying, Lord, search me. May he zoom his searchlight on our lives to find out whether it is well with us spiritually. Sometimes we start very well, but as we progress in our Christian life, we find that we are caught up with the cares of this world. And we begin to lose out. We begin to falter, as it were. But the prophet has taught us that there is need sometimes. I just want to quote blind Bartimaeus. The prophet is saying, you know, 23 years ago, I settled that. I've been happy ever since. I told the Lord I didn't want any trouble at the river. Each day I take inventory of myself. I don't want any trouble.
Amen.
There is no one who knows you better than you yourself.
Amen.
God knows you and you know yourself.
Amen.
You can tell people, you can tell the pastor, oh, pastor, everything is well. But is it? Because the inner side man knows who they are. And I want us this morning to be serious with ourselves. To say, Lord, help me so that I can relook at my whole Christian life and see whether I'm doing progress or making progress or whether I've stagnated somewhere. It is your duty as a Christian to do that. And he's saying again in the message, you must be born again.
Amen.
Oh, Branham Tabernacle, and all you good people, let's take inventory.
Amen.
Branham Tabernacle, and you good people, there is need for all of us to sit down and take inventory of ourselves.
Amen.
And be serious. Because there is a future that we're going to have.
Amen.
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 And then he says again, the handwriting on the wall. God bless you, brother. I understand there is a scripture somewhere that says you shouldn't be entangled. I don't know whether this is... Well, God bless you, my dear brother. He says, whilst we are singing now, take inventory. May God help us.
Amen.
There is need for us to stop and look deep into our Christian life and see whether we are making progress or not. Are you still where you are supposed to be? I'm blessed by the sister who said to Brother Branham, I have a testimony.
Amen.
And Brother Branham says, go ahead, sister.
Hallelujah.
She said, I'm not what I ought to be.
Amen.
But one thing I know,
Amen.
I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
Showing that she had made progress.
Amen.
She was going somewhere. She had made strides.
Amen.
She was advancing in her spiritual life.
I'm
not what I used to be. But I'm not what I ought to be. I'm forging ahead. We need to reflect on our lives and be honest with ourselves. Because at the end of the day, the prophet says it is an individual affair. It's you that God is going to deal with. He says again in the message, healing and what sickness is.
Amen.
Businessmen, take an inventory of yourself before God.
Amen.
Business people, Christian brothers, Christian sisters, we need to take inventory. We need to sit down and relook at our lives and say, God, is it working or it's not working? I know when people are in business, there are times where they sit down and say, well, is our business progressing? What is going on well? What is not working? And then you find ways in which you make amends. You correct whatever is not going well. May God help us. Because in the message, why we are not a denomination. He says, God deals with individuals.
Amen.
not with the denomination.
Amen.
God in no age ever dealt with a denomination. He has always dealt with an individual. You as an individual, God says, I want to deal with you.
Amen.
And David is saying, search me, O God.
Amen.
Find me out.
Amen.
I want to be realistic. Because my greatest desire is to be with him at the end of the day.
Amen.
Yes, I love my job. I love my education. I love where I'm staying. But that's not my desire.
Amen.
My greatest desire is when this life is over, I want to be with him.
Amen.
But for me to be with him, there is need for me to recheck my life. Many times we go to a doctor. We say, doctor, check my physical being. My heartbeat. My pressure. And then the doctor goes to work. He takes out his stethoscope. And whatever, he puts in a tube. He makes you breathe deep, breathe low. He hits you with a certain hammer. He wants to find out about your physical wellness.
Amen.
And then he writes all the time. Then he says, actually, you need to do more training. You need to stop eating these fatty foods. He tells, he gives a list of the do's and don'ts.
Amen.
And you know what? When you go out of his office, you oblige. You're willing to listen to the doctor.
Amen.
And you tell people, my doctor said this. But let me tell you, there is another doctor.
Amen.
And we have come to his.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he wants to check you.
Hallelujah.
David says, oh God, search me.
Amen.
Oh, Dr. Jesus,
Amen.
This morning, search me.
Amen.
Where the things are okay with me.
Amen.
And he's bringing out his book.
Hallelujah.
And he's looking in his book. And we'll go through some of those issues to find out whether you are progressing or not. God is dealing with individuals.
Amen.
And he continues in the message, Christ is identified the same in all generations. He says, calls, okay, he never deals with groups.
Amen.
Some great, you say, our great organization, God will ignore it. He deals with an individual, one person.
Amen.
You are one person.
Amen.
You are the only one there is in this world.
Amen.
There is no one else like you.
Amen.
So God wants to deal with you. But the only way he can deal with you is for you to yield yourself.
Amen.
And say, Lord, here I am. Search me out. Because as far as I know, the greatest enemy of yourself is none than yourself.
Amen.
You are the greatest hindrance to yourself. Because sometimes we are not willing to be submissive to the word of God, to be searched out, for God to come in and say, I want to really look at you and find out whether things are okay. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And he says in the message, perfect strength by perfect weakness.
Amen.
I've often said, the greatest enemy I've got is William Branham.
Amen.
It's not your neighbor.
Amen.
It's not your friend.
Amen.
It's not your wife.
Amen.
Not your husband.
Amen.
Your greatest enemy is not your work.
Amen.
Your greatest enemy is you yourself.
Amen.
Then he says, he's the one that gets in God's way. He's the one that gets lazy. Who? William Branham. And you can put your own name there.
Amen.
What is your name?
Amen.
Put it there.
Amen.
That name, that you, is the one who is the enemy to you.
Amen.
I could say Lamech Msamanga is my own greatest enemy.
Amen.
What about you, brother? What about you, sister?
Amen.
It's you who gets in the way all the time.
Amen.
It's you who gets lazy. And then he says, he is the one that gets to a place sometimes where he thinks he can do something about it. Who? You. You don't even rely on God. You don't pray. You say, I'll think about it. I'll get over it. But how?
Amen.
By using your own strength. And it never works.
Amen.
Because you're getting in the way.
Amen.
You think you can do it. But until you come to a place where you realize that you are just a human being.
Amen.
That needs help from God.
Amen.
And then he says, he thinks he can do it, do something about it. And when he does, that shoves God right out of the picture. God is no longer in the picture. It's you who is in the picture.
Amen.
Oh, brother, you know what? Brother can do it. Brother, I've got plans. Oh, next year by this time, I'll be doing this. It's you.
Amen.
And many a time you have failed miserably.
Amen.
But when I can get rid of that guy, when I can get to a place that is out of the way, then God can come over and do things that William Branham knows nothing about.
Amen.
Take inventory. Who is in charge? Who is in control? Sometimes it's not God, it's you. Just because you've got a couple of certificates, you think you can do it. We have seen where certificates have failed. You get in the way of God. You know the story of this gentleman who was a neighbor to Brother Branham, Mr. Andrews. His wife was sick. Brother Branham said, can I come and pray for her? He said, don't worry. I've got a good doctor. I've got a good doctor. And the doctor says everything is under control. So Brother Branham just left him. And the wife, instead of getting better, she got worse. With all the Medicare care that was there. With all the good doctors that were there. One day, Mr. Andrews comes to Brother Branham when he was washing his car. Says, Brother Branham, I want to talk to you. He kept on cleaning his car. What is it? Actually, my wife is very sick. I know that.
Amen.
You told me that
Amen.
You have got a good doctor.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, actually, I've come to tell you about the doctor. He says nothing can be done. Oh, no, no, no. Just keep on working. The doctor knows what he's doing. When you know, you think you can do it, let me tell you, you will never do it.
Amen.
Finally, Mr. Andrews bowed to the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brother Branham went and prayed for the sister. She got well. There are things that medical doctors can't do.
Amen.
Some things that are beyond them.
Amen.
Take inventory. Who are you trusting? Yes, we appreciate what they can do. We appreciate medicine. We appreciate education. But these have limitations.
Amen.
We need to allow him to come into the situation. You are your own greatest enemy. He says when Brother Branham, when William Branham goes out of the way, then God will do things that William Branham knows nothing about. That's when God can use you. That's when he can use any of you. He can use anybody when we get out of the way. But as long as we got ourselves in the way, then we cannot. Take inventory. Look at yourself. We've come to a point where we've lost our first love. Because he's saying in Revelation chapter 2 verse 4, he's saying, I've got one thing against you. You're no longer the same. You have lost that fervent power. You have lost your first love. Oh God, help us. I want to just ask to look at ourselves. Let's start with your church attendance. We want to tick one by one on the list. On the list, I've got church attendance. How is it? Are you the same person that used to be on fire? You hardly could wait for the service day. But now it's no longer the same. That spirit of sacrifice is no more there. How is it? In them days, you could find no excuse. But now you have so much excuses until you don't know what excuse you are now going to give this time. If my memory, if I read in the Bible and we find what does the prophet say? He says the church member is the one who comes to church. Not erratic people. They are here today, 5 months down the line they come. That's not being a church member. Amen. You are a visitor. Yes. Sometimes the pastor should always say, please visitor, stand up. You should also stand up because you're not a member of the church. How is it with you? Because my Bible says in Hebrews 10 verse 25, don't forget your gathering together. Amen. We don't come to church because we feel like it. We come to church because the word says so. Amen. How is it in your church attendance? Is it erratic? Where it comes to a time when you feel your business is more important than coming to church. The same person who gives excuses of not coming to church has enough time to do their own things. They have enough time to do that and do that and even paint their room. Take inventory. Take a piece of paper. Write down. Oh, Lord, help us. Because when you go to a doctor, I've already said, they'll check you out and tell you what is wrong and what you need to improve on. And tell you about your eating habits. What you need to stop. May God help us.
Amen.
Sometimes parents, we get worried with our children if they're not eating right. Because we know if they don't eat, it will not be good for their health. Sometimes as a pastor, I get worried when you don't eat right.
Amen.
God is also worried about your life.
Amen.
By staying away from church, you are not doing yourself any good. When you come to church, you are not doing the pastor a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. When you come to church, you are not doing me a favor. It's you yourself. You are doing yourself a favor. You don't come to church to please the deacons, to please the pastor. No, I come to church to please God. How is it? Oh, I was so tired, I could hardly come to church. But the same person who is so tired will go on the next shift at work. He's tired when it comes to church, but when it comes to the next shift, he's not tired. He'll even ask his boss for another shift. Your church attendance, how is it? Is it okay? Look at yourself.
Amen.
Don't look at your wife, your husband. It's you.
Amen.
In Zimbabwe, when I was in Standard 1, we were being taught this Shona Wait, what does it say? He went, he went, he went, he went. Meaning you is you, me is me. So you is you. Praise God.
Amen.
Who is going to make it there? Individuals.
Amen.
Dedicated, sacrificial lives.
Amen.
How is it with you? When it comes to church attendance. Oh Lord, help us. Let's take another point here. How is your prayer life like? A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. No wonder people are powerless because they are prayerless. They have no time to pray. They have no time to close themselves and pray. One person came to Brother Branham and said, Brother Branham, how can I get deeper in my Christian life? He said, go and pray and pray and pray.
Amen.
How can you make it? Pray.
Hallelujah.
How can I grow spiritually? Pray.
Amen.
How can I overcome? Pray.
Amen.
How can I get answers? Pray.
Amen.
Pray and pray.
Amen.
The interview is over. The devil will do anything to stop you from praying.
Amen.
He will allow you to sing. He will allow you to do other things. But when it comes to praying, he will block your prayer life.
Amen.
What is prayer? Prayer is communication.
Amen.
The world today is busy communicating. Communication is important.
Amen.
Where there is no communication in a home, there is chaos in that home.
Amen.
When brothers cannot communicate, there is problems with those brothers.
Amen.
Where there is no communication in a church, there are problems in that church.
Amen.
Where you cannot communicate with God, you have problems.
Amen.
Oh, what is prayer? Why prayer? Prayer, he says in the message, believe in God. He says, so therefore, that's the reason it said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Amen.
That individual's prayer.
Amen.
God is not looking for an army. He's looking for an individual.
Amen.
An individual in the hands of God is a majority.
Amen.
You can actually stop the sun through prayer.
Amen.
And then he says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, if you only knew that in your hand Christ gave us the authority with his name.
Hallelujah.
By being Christians.
Amen.
Who are Christians here?
Amen.
Christ has given us authority.
Amen.
Mm. When you are a Christian, you have authority.
Amen.
Mm. That little policeman will stop you. Just raise his hand.
Hallelujah.
You will stop a 50 horsepower truck.
Amen.
Not that he's got power. But they have authority.
Amen.
The demons will stop.
Amen.
Sickness will stop.
Amen.
Problems will stop.
Amen.
When you raise your hand.
Amen.
Because in you,
amen,
there is power.
Amen.
There is authority.
Amen.
And he says, the most powerful weapon the world has ever known is prayer. Not atomic power. No. The most powerful weapon is not what ISIS is using. The most powerful weapons is not what these people are using. It's what you can use. Prayer. And then you don't pray. So you have no power. You have no authority. The devil. devil has cornered you. People have stopped praying. They don't pray in the evening. They don't pray when they're going to work. They don't pray when they're at work. They have no time for prayer. They have time to ponder, thinking it over. When you think it over, it only helps your BP to rise. But when you pray it over, Hallelujah. You bring answers.
Amen.
Oh, brother, I'm thinking about it. No, pray about it.
Amen.
Oh, you know, we've sat down and we're actually pondering over the issue. Don't ponder over it.
Amen.
Pray over it.
Amen.
Prayer, it says in the same message, it even changes everything. Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Amen.
Prayer changes everything.
Amen.
You don't know what you have,
Hallelujah.
What you're missing out.
Amen.
And the devil is blocking you. How is your prayer life? He continues. It will change the mind of God. It did do it.
Amen.
Prayer is the only thing that can change the mind
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Hezekiah, Isaiah, go and tell Hezekiah to prepare because he's going to die.
Amen.
Isaiah comes, thus says the Lord. Prepare your house, you're going to die. He moves out. And Hezekiah says, who's going to die? Me? No. Hallelujah!
Amen.
What does he do? He prays. He prays. And God says to Hezekiah, when he's just arrived at his home, go back. To do what, Lord? To tell him that he's not going to die. I've also given him a bonus. 50 more years. Maybe that Isaiah could not understand what is happening. But prayer changed God's mind. I was hearing about the owners of this place. If we can all get into prayer,
Amen.
God will honor himself.
Amen.
Nineveh is going to be demolished. Nineveh. And here is a pagan king. When he heard the message of demolition of God is going to erase the whole of Nineveh, he said, everyone, let's pray. Take your suits out. Put on sackcloth. No animal should go to graze. No child should suck. We're going to pray. And they went into serious prayer. Hallelujah. Where people pray, heaven comes down. And then God says, no, how can I destroy now?
Amen.
How can a pagan king has humbled himself?
Amen.
I want. And Jonah was furious. Lord, you said, I knew you were a righteous God. Look what you've done. You haven't destroyed them. Why? Because the people had prayed.
Amen.
Where there is prayer, there is victory.
Amen.
Mm. In the message expectations, so we believe that prayer is the most powerful weapon that was ever put in the care of a human being.
Amen.
How many human beings are here today?
Amen.
Let me tell you, human beings, prayer was given to you
Amen.
To be your most powerful weapon.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
And you find people, brother, what's the problem with your brother? I've got so many problems. So many problems. Brother, the only thing I can do is just kill myself. Killing yourself is not the way out. Worrying is not the way out.
Amen.
Talking about your problem is not the way out.
Amen.
You only enlarge it. That was the problem. with the children of Israel. Saul and his army, they were busy enlarging Goliath. They were using a magnifying glass. You look at the problem from your own perspective, it gets bigger and bigger. It gets larger and larger. You get smaller and smaller. Like those people who went with Joshua and Caleb. What report did they bring? Oh, we looked like grasshoppers, praise God. Sorry for those people who look at themselves as grasshoppers. God never made me in the image of a grasshopper. He made me in the image of himself. Why lower yourself to a grasshopper? You are hoping. I'm not a grasshopper. I'm a believer. Joshua and Caleb said, no. Shut up. Let's go and possess the land. David came and looked at the same person. It's how you look at things. Eh? They, Saul and his army, they were looking at him and they said, oh, this guy is so gigantic, so big, we can't even defeat him. David comes and looks at him and says, oh, praise God, this guy is so big, I can't even miss him. It's how you look at your situation. Oh, hallelujah! Prayer will make a way for you. And he says, you know, prayer one time changed the mind of God. Did you know that? It sure did. He's talking about Hezekiah. Prayer will change God's mind until those things that were supposed to be against you will now be changed to be for you. How is your prayer life? Do you have enough time to kneel and put it to the Lord in prayer? Where are those fervent prayers? Where are those days where brothers will lock themselves in their homes and pray? They'll go to a secluded place to pray. They'll be driving to work praying. Whenever they're encountered with what is impossible to them, they bring it to God, Amen. Who makes all things that are impossible become possible. Amen. Lord, help us. Prayer brings answers. Prayer is an honor to God. In prayer, you are saying, Lord, I can't do it, but you can do it. In prayer, you're humbling yourself. In prayer, you're acknowledging his lordship. Hey. No wonder Brother Branham spent so much time in prayer. Because that's where his power was. Somebody asked Brother Branham, how do you do it? All these miracles and all that. He said, let me tell you my secret. When I'm in one of those meetings, here's Brother Jean and other brothers and other sisters. They lock themselves and they pray. Let me ask you to do one thing. Pray for this church. The greatest favor you could do for this church is to pray for it. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your leadership. Pray for the brothers and sisters. Pray for the youth. Amen. Pray for everyone. Amen. When you're faced with situations that you have no answer to, it doesn't also mean that God has no answer to that. You pray about it. Amen. Oh, pastor, I want to find a good wife. I want to find a good husband. Pray. Amen. Pray. The problem with our young people, they don't have time to pray. Amen. They have time to stare. Don't stare, pray. Amen. God has an answer. Amen. God honors prayer. How is it with your prayer life? How is it with your church attendance? Then we go to another area where it is a forgotten area. How much time do you spend with God?
Amen.
How much time do you spend with God? People who spend much time with God experience more of God.
Amen.
We are busy spending time with friends, that and that, which is good. But how much time do you spend with God? Because God wants to spend time with you.
Amen.
One time, the Lord said to Brother Branham, come and walk with me.
Amen.
Oh, I love that. Brother Branham just walked with God.
Amen.
Enoch walked with
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You can't walk with somebody unless you spend time with them. If I walk with you from here for 10 kilometers, it means I'm spending time with you in those 10 kilometers.
That's right.
People don't spend time with God. No wonder they can't spend time in prayer. No wonder they can't come to church. The relationship with God is not there. Who is important in your life? Lord help us.
Amen.
Then he says in the message, influence. He says, how many wonder we are thinking of just now, of great men, great servants, who God has used, and finally come to a place till they feel that they know so much about the word of God till they don't even have that time off to pray no more. It's not just about you, even us pastors, preachers. We no longer spend time with God. If I'm going to preach for an hour, I need to spend 4 hours with God. I just can't come here and say, oh Lord, God bless you. No, I need to be out there with the speaker.
Amen.
I'm not the speaker.
Amen.
I am the vessel.
Amen.
He needs to tell me what to say.
Amen.
We no more spend time with God. And he says, are we here?
Amen.
It's always social visits. Visit somebody, go out to dinner, and the time they should be spending with God alone in preparing to come out in the sweetness of the Spirit, they are out somewhere with some entertainment. No more with God. There are so many things to entertain us until we have no more time with God. Sometimes it doesn't have to be worldly things. You get so bogged up down with your own issues until you have no time with God.
Amen.
You can't serve God and men at the same time.
Amen.
God's servant should be an isolated person to him only. You need to spend time with God.
Amen.
On your list, how is it with you and God? We sometimes point fingers. Oh, it's because of that brother. Oh, because of that sister. But actually, it's you.
Amen.
You are influenced by what you spend time with.
Amen.
That's where you get your anointing from. If I spend time with worldly boys, I get anointing from them.
Amen.
I spend time with worldly girls. That's where I get my anointing from.
Amen.
If I spend time in the Halloween spirit, I'll be anointed with witchcraft spirit.
Amen.
They think it's that simple.
Amen.
They are not knowing that they are getting themselves into spirits of hell. Oh, this is Halloween tuning, Halloween uniform, Halloween masks. They don't know that Halloween is not alone. There is a spirit behind it. Yes. Christians, where do you spend time? Does God mean anything to you? Until you want to spend some time with Him. Oh, Lord, help us. Your prayer life. You're coming to church. And then it will take us to another area. What is your relationship with the Bible? Amen. Do you read your Bible? Amen. Those things could seem all of the pastor. Why is he saying those things? Yes, because we've forgotten to read the Bible. Amen. How much time do you spend with the Word of God? Do you read your Bible? Here's what the prophet is saying. In the message, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Oh Lord, help us. Anyone, no, paradox. Anyone who reads, who has read the Bible history, knows of St. Martin, the historian and the others. If you read your Bible, you get to know things. Amen. If you read your Bible, you got to understand God. Amen. All right? What I wanted here. A prophet like unto Moses says, I think one of the great things among Christians today, they don't read the word enough. Amen. Not among anyone else, but among Christians. Amen. I think every home should have the Bible read in it 2 or 3 times a day. Amen. Do we read the Bible to our children? Amen. Do we read the Bible before we go to sleep? Do we open it and read it to our visitors? Amen. He says it should be read every day. Amen. When the doctor tells you these pills, 2 in the morning, 2 afternoon, 2 in the evening, and you are very strict about it, you even write it on the wall, 2 morning, 2 afternoon. 2 evening. You're very careful about your health, but you're not careful about your spiritual health. People no longer read the Bible. If they can't read it, do you think they can carry it to church? Do you think they can go in a bookstore and buy a Bible? What for? I remember recently in Italy, in this message, even at the table, when the sainted old father had his Bible laying on the table, before they would even eat, they would stand with one hand on the table, their left hand, the right hand, ready to raise up to God. And the sainted old father would read a portion of scripture, and they would bow their heads and pray. Do we have those sainted fathers anymore? Who would read the Bible before even eating the food? Let alone before sleeping. Even before the day breaks. You find the same person who has not enough time to read the Bible. When they know they are going to write exams, their eyes will swell reading. Oh, I'm preparing for exams. They'll go in the park, sit there reading. They're preparing for exams. I'm not preparing for exams. I'm preparing for heaven. Amen. So I need to read the word. Amen. How much time? Hey. Lord have mercy. The Bible is no longer the thing in the home. When Sunday comes, there is a search party for the Bible. Where is it? And the children are busy. Some are even going under the bed until one finds, oh, mommy, here it is. I knew it was somewhere here. Are you serious? Are you serious? Oh, no. Lord, help us.
Hallelujah.
My Bible, hallelujah, what a wonderful treasure God gave without measure. We are traveling together, my Bible in. Instead of the Bible, we are busy Googling. You Google this, you Google that, you Google this, you Google that, until you Google your life out of the Word. It's high time we Google the Word. Now, if somebody can't read the Bible, do you expect them to read the Message? Do you expect them to listen to the tapes? That's where the problem is. People are no longer in connection with God. And the only way you can connect with God is through His Word. God respects His Word. When you connect with His Word, you are connecting with God. How is your Bible reading? And then scripture. Then you go to the messages. I love God.
Hallelujah.
I came in a message when I was young, about 14 or so. And let me tell you, not just to please you, I've gone through this Bible. I believe this time around, I'm going through it again, probably for my 7th time. I've read it from Genesis to Revelation and I go back. I go to Revelation. I go back. Now, I'm reading. I've studied the book of Isaiah. I've gone to the songs of Solomon. Because that's the only thing that I have. When you read one chapter, most of us start dozing. But when they're watching a documentary, they don't doze.
Amen.
They wait for the next chapter.
Amen.
Amen. When people are not in contact with God through the Word, they are not in contact with heaven.
Amen.
This is God's absolute.
Amen.
Because from the Bible comes out the Message.
Amen.
From the Message comes out the Bride.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
We come out from this.
Amen.
Without the Bible, we are nothing.
Amen.
Is this thing still okay, brother? Because I've been shaking it too much. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Do you read your Bible? Do you listen to the tapes?
Amen.
When you put it on. Oh, man.
Amen.
When you hear that word, good morning, friend.
Amen.
I thank God here. I'm here in Chautauqua. I'm here in Texas.
Amen.
You listen to that voice of the prophet.
Amen.
Oh, and you feel something in your spirit.
Amen.
You feel God speaking to you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 There was a sister listening to the tape. She had problems with BP. And when it came to time for prayer, Amen. She said, there is a sister there Amen. With a female problem and all that. And she was listening. Amen. She raised her hand.
Amen.
When the prophet said, is there anyone else here? Just raise your hand.
Amen.
And she raised her hand.
Amen.
From that moment,
Amen.
The blood pressure went.
Amen.
Because Brother Branham is no longer here. But the word is still with us.
Amen.
It still has the same effect.
Amen.
The same power.
Amen.
Amen.
When you love somebody. Oh my. I remember them days when we didn't have the technology that we have. We used to write when I was writing to my wife. Then she was going to be my wife. We would write letters to each other. She was in Malawi. I was in Zimbabwe. And then each time I received the letter, I would make sure I would go to a secluded place to read it. Honey. Oh. I'll just smile. She goes on and on. I'll put it there. Lunchtime, I'll take it and start to read it again. I kept those letters to the time we, even when we had children at home. Some of them, I still have them. That's how much I had for my wife. How much love she had for me. If you love God, you cannot stop but read His word. If I could do that with phileo love, how about agape love? You just tell the Christians, oh, today we're not going to use PowerPoint. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Oh, there'll be chaos in the church. Nobody knows where Ezekiel is. They even ask one another, is it in the Bible? Hallelujah! Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
We are taking inventory.
Amen.
We are checking our blood pressure. We are checking our physical,
Amen.
But this time around it's our spiritual life.
Amen.
The natural man grows by having spirit natural food.
Amen.
The spiritual man grows by having spiritual food.
Amen.
Spiritual food in due season. This is the spiritual food.
Amen.
This is the spiritual food.
Amen.
For the inner man. You can't expect anyone to grow without eating.
Amen.
That's the law of nature.
Amen.
You can't grow without eating.
Amen.
If you didn't eat in the morning, you're going to eat this afternoon.
Amen.
And for sure, you'll eat before you go to bed.
Amen.
And in between, you'll be taking one of some bits and bits of food.
Amen.
You know, some crisps, some drinks, Fanta, coffee. You find people are busy on the road with coffee because it's the body saying you must do this.
Amen.
If I can do that naturally, how about my spiritual food?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us.
Amen.
The spiritual man, if he doesn't eat, you become sick.
Amen.
We've got so many sick Christians. They don't have enough nourishment. The vitamins are lacking. They become frail, sickly, complaining all the time. Because sometimes when you don't have enough food, you know, in your body, you begin to see things hazy. You see it's wrong there, it's wrong there, it's wrong there. It's wrong. There's nothing right that you see. Because you're sick. You are not eating enough. And finally you look in the mirror. You see wrong about yourself too. And you find out. You take them to a spiritual checkup. You find that they are not eating enough. They read the Bible once. Once, When did you read your Bible?
I remember, when was that?
Well, a couple of months ago. How many couple of months ago? You know, brother, you remember when we were getting the message in them days? The pastor was telling me, you know, we would spend time with God. We would be in them mountains. We would be reading. And in those days, let me tell you, we didn't have as many books like you have today. We had a few spoken word books that we had to queue for. We would stand in a queue and say, brother, when you read it, please. Sometimes you bring it to you 9 at night.
Amen.
And from 9 o'clock you are reading because there's another brother who needs the same book.
Amen.
There was hunger.
Amen.
There was seriousness.
Amen.
And there was fellowship.
Amen.
Another problem we're going through today, lack of fellowship.
Amen.
Because the caterpillar, or rather, the locust, has eaten all the leaves. There's no more coolness or fellowship. People no longer fellowship. You remember, Brother Abraham says, I like them good old days when people would meet each other and they would shake each other with a good handshake.
Amen.
Embrace one another.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Amen.
It's no longer like that today. It's hi, hi. Where is that old good hug? Where a brother would hug his brother. Say, God bless you, my brother. I love you, my sister. A sister who come to the sister. I love you, my sister. Where is that? It's no longer. Because the fellowship is no longer in the church. How can you fellowship with people when you can fellowship with God? Your fellowship should start with God.
Amen.
When you have no fellowship with God, you can't have fellowship with these people.
Amen.
There is any hardly fellowship, even in your home. You hardly talk to each other. You talk through signs. Because the sister and the brother, they are not even talking terms. The sister just leave a note. I'm gone. The brother will leave a note. Where to? There's no fellowship in the home. Hallelujah. Whenever we have time, when everybody's home, it's time for us to fellowship.
Amen.
As a family.
Yes.
Fellowship with your husband.
Amen.
Fellowship with your wife. Fellowship with your children.
Amen.
Let there be fellowship in the home. Look at the brother around you, sister around you. Just look at them and say, God bless you. just bless them. Yeah. If we can't start fellowship with one another here, how are we going to fellowship there? Fellowship starts here. You know, God has blessed this church so much that there are so many nationalities here because God put you together to fellowship.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you are a blessed church.
Amen.
Look around, you find there is a brother from Slovakia, a brother from Zimbabwe, a brother from Malawi, a brother from here, a brother from there.
Amen.
Why did God put them here?
Amen.
They wanted you to fellowship with them.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
I just want to look at my wife and say, you know, dear, I love you. I just want to fellowship with you.
Amen.
Because God is a God of fellowship.
Amen.
He would come down in the cool of the evening to fellowship with Adam.
Amen.
Hey, come down in the cool of the evening to fellowship with friends. But that is no longer there. Instead, we have cold war.
Amen.
Among brothers and sisters. Cold war. They don't talk to each other. It's just cold war. They no longer greet each other. It's cold war. I want to bind the spirit of cold war. I want to break the spirit of cold war. You were never meant to be alone. You were meant to be a fellowship agent. You are meant to fellowship with your pastor, with your brother, with your sister, with this one. Hallelujah. Those leaves are coming back. There will be fellowship once again. God bless you, brother. You've come all the way from England to fellowship here. Oh my, I love that. I love that. How is your fellowship life? Do you ever... Okay, we know we are all busy. But no, there is a technology that I can fellowship with somebody. Hello, brother. How are you? God bless you. We love you, brother. Oh, we didn't see you in church. Oh, we love you. You are fellowshipping with somebody. Praise God. How are you, person? Oh, God bless you, pastor. We love you. People fellowshipping. Through technology. Sometimes it doesn't have to be physical fellowship. You can fellowship through these mediums. And let somebody know that you care.
Amen.
Let somebody know that you they mean everything to you.
Amen.
Oh. Amen. Now. There's need for now when you go out, you go through all these things, you find now there is also a problem with these people in their tithing and offerings. How is it? Am I going to touch some nerves here? Ask no for offerings. We need to break this thing.
Amen.
Am I touching? Oh, tithing. Is tithing biblical? Yes. Is it the word of God? Yes. Do I need to do it? Yes. Is it important for me? Yes. Mm-hmm. I just want to find out. Okay. When you pay your tithe, you are doing yourself good. Abraham's seed. How many Abraham's seeds are here?
Amen.
Let me tell you. If you're Abraham's seed. And some of you mothers, I want you to notice something here too on the tithe paying. Levi was yet in the loins of Abraham when he met Melchizedek, and the tithe that Abraham paid to Melchizedek was allotted to Levi. For the Bible said that Levi who received tithe, paid tithe.
Amen.
We pay taxes. Sometimes we are forced to pay taxes. You can't run away from that. But with tithing, it comes from a goodwill heart. From a heart that loves the Lord.
Amen.
In the message, let us see God. But you know, I feel like this, that a member of a church, their first obligation is with their tithe and offerings.
Amen.
If you're a member of this church, if you're a member of this church, your obligation, your first obligation is to pay your tithe. I'm a witness. I have many testimonies of how God has taken me through what I thought could be problems. After paying my tithe, I see God taking me through. He is God who keeps his word.
Amen.
Pastor, you just don't know. I have electricity bills. I have this bill. I have that bill. I have that bill. You've forgotten another bill. You've got a tithe
Amen.
Bill.
Amen.
You have a tithe bill.
Amen.
After all, tithe is not even your money.
Amen.
Why do you put it together with your money? If you give me your money to do something with it, and then I use it, it's wrong.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not becoming of a pastor. If you give me, entrust me with money, could you please take this money and give it to my aunt back in Malawi? And I take that money, I use it. I shouldn't be a pastor.
Amen.
We see. When you use God's money, oh no. Let me tell you, I don't expect amens on this issue. Don't worry about your amens, you can keep them. But I'm going to preach anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Hmm? All right. I feel like this. A member of a church, their first obligation is with their tithes and offerings, is to support their church.
Amen.
This church needs your support.
Amen.
If you're a member here, you need to support it.
Amen.
Because when I'm supporting this church, I'm supporting God's kingdom.
Amen.
That's your first duty to God. Bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse.
Amen.
And the storehouse, you surely know what that is. It's where you get your food. So that's where you get your spiritual food. And your obligation is to your church and not to an evangelist like me. He's saying the church members need to support their church.
Amen.
We're just going down the list.
Amen.
Maybe we'll come to the end of it.
Amen.
We call it a performance list.
Amen.
How are you doing in the area of tithing?
Hallelujah.
How are you doing in the area of offerings? Are you sacrificing? Or you take the lamb that you know it's almost dying. That's the one you bring and offer it. Anyway, it was going to die anyway. Let's give it to the Lord. Amen.
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 Giving is a Christian attitude.
Amen.
There is a brother. Brother Joseph Chikos told me a story many, many years ago of one of the brothers who used to be a deacon in the church, Pastor Brother Nkangangwe. Then Brother Joseph had no house. He was renting somewhere. And the brother had a house. And the Lord put it upon the brother's heart to take his house and give it to the brother, to the pastor. I'm not saying give your houses, but I'm just giving you a testimony. He called the pastor. Pastor, my wife and myself, we've decided to give you this house. We've even changed all the papers. Pastor Chico said, no, I can't take this house. He said, no, you'll have to take it because God has told us to do so.
Yeah.
When they gave him the house, the brother went into real estate and his company prospered. God blessed him immensely. He ended up buying a more beautiful house than the one he had given the pastor.
Amen.
His company prospered. You can't outgive God.
Amen.
You can't outgive God. You come to church with your envelope. This time I'm going to give it. The songs, everything's over. No, maybe when I come next Sunday. You take the envelope back. How is it in this area of offerings and the tithing and the giving?
Amen.
Pastor, aren't you through yet with that? I'm almost. Christianity is gauged by the way you give.
Amen.
For God so loved the world. But he gave,
Amen.
He sacrificed,
Amen.
His only begotten son.
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
I've been young now, I'm old. But I haven't seen those people who trust in the word of God failing.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
I've been preaching for over 40 years now. I've never seen God failing.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
He's God. The same yesterday,
Amen.
Today, tomorrow, and forever.
Amen.
Can we come to the last one? Is there family prayer in your home? Is there an altar? Do you have time to pray in the home as a family? Do you sit down and say, honey, let's pray. Gather the children, let's pray. Maybe sing a song. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah. And then you read the word of God and you pray. How sweet it is.
Amen.
Alright? When there's no time because somebody's working, it's okay. But whenever you have time, there is need for you to sit down.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Family prayer.
Amen.
Does the father take the children to bed, reading them Bible stories?
Amen.
Is it still happening? Oh, when the child is crying, the mother says to the child, if you don't stop crying, the lion will eat you. Which lion now? Don't tell them about lions. Tell them about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Where there is family prayer, the family that prays together sticks together.
Amen.
I was just going through down this. Maybe the list could be longer because you know other issues as well.
Amen.
The list could be much longer than the one I've presented to you. But I want to plead with you, brother and sister. You can never be so used to being a Christian. I want to be like an eagle.
Amen.
When it comes to a point where it's feeling old, oh, the ego says, look, I'm no longer the way I used to be.
Amen.
It's time to renew myself.
Amen.
It's time to shake
Amen.
These extra feathers.
Amen.
It shakes itself.
Amen.
And the loose feathers fall away.
Amen.
This glue in my mouth.
Amen.
This glue on my nails. I need to shake it and scratch
Amen.
It on the rock.
Amen.
And my ego gets back, the same ego, the same old ego, but when it comes to that point, it becomes young again.
Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord
Amen.
Shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
Amen.
They shall run and not be weary.
Amen.
Why? They have renewed themselves.
Amen.
As I'm coming to the end of the service, there is time for renewal here. There is time of re-anointing here.
Amen.
Be like an eagle.
Amen.
Lord, it's not the same.
Amen.
I'm not the same, brother. Something is drastically wrong. But your message has come. I want to renew myself.
Amen.
By pointing out these things to you, brother, sister, I'm not saying you are a sinner than anybody else. I'm just saying you're an ego.
Amen.
You need to renew yourself.
Amen.
David said, search me, O Lord.
Amen.
And then he prays again. In one chapter he says, oh God, restore the joy of thy salvation.
Amen.
Yes, I've done things wrong. Yes, I haven't been as I should be. But Lord, today, restore my salvation.
Amen.
Brother Branham, I'm not what I ought to be.
Amen.
But I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
I'm getting somewhere. Maybe, brother, sister, for a moment, with our heads bowed, We have been in the surgery of Dr. Jesus. Be honest with yourself, my dear brother. Be honest with yourself, my dear sister. Take inventory. Say, Lord, help me. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Oh, Lord, today is my day. Are you here, sister? Are you here, brother? Whether you are there, whether you want to come in front, it's up to you. But be honest and say, Lord, something is not working. Something is not right. This is not who I used to be. But today you have given me another opportunity to renew myself. I'm thinking of Peter. I'm thinking of Peter. When he messed up, he denied the Lord. He didn't leave it there. What did he do? He cried. Amen. He renewed himself. God bless you, brothers. The altar is free. I've wandered far away from God. Oh, now I'm coming home. Only path of sin, dear Lord, oh Lord, I'm coming home. Lord, I'm coming, coming home. Coming, oh, never more to run. Hallelujah, open wide thine arms. Hallelujah, I'm coming. That young man in the pig still fly, he said, Lord, I'm renewing myself. I'm going back to my parents. I don't care how much I've messed up. Today is the day. Let us all pray in your own way. Just pray to the Lord. Ambuyetukuyamika. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We glorify you. You're worthy to be praised and worshipped. Ambuye mukudziwa pamene talephera. Mukudziwa pamene siri kuchita bwino. Mukudziwa pamene timayenera kuchita bwino. Titandizeni ndi pemphero langa. Chitani ndi wina aliyense payekha payekha. Mukutiona mukutichita. Palibe chobisika pamaso pano. Help us, Lord. It is my prayer. We magnify your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be worshipped. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. There is no other God than you. You are the God of mirror. You are the God of his word. You are the God of today as much as you are the God of yesterday. Tomorrow and forever, you cannot change because there is no change in you. Father, we praise you. We glorify you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord.
Help us, Father. It is our prayer. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We magnify your holy name. We worship you. You're worthy of our praises and worship. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Even now, Father, we come to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We love you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Let me ask the pastor to come, please. Thank you, Jesus.
Saints, let's just continue on in prayer for a while. Saints, there's still people who want to seek the Lord. I'm sure that you want to spend a little bit more time with the Lord. Now, if the Lord has spoken to you, take advantage. Because the word comes with an anointing. So why not fellowship with that anointing now? Because it's that very anointing that will give you the power to overcome the very thing that you're speaking about. So let's just continue on in prayer. Whichever way you want to pray, let's just continue to wait upon the Lord. Father, we're just waiting upon thee, Lord, upon this day. Just as a needy people, Lord, we just want to submit ourselves unto thee, Father, to bring ourselves in the spirit of submission upon this day. Father, we just want to look at you. Heavenly Father, Lord, as well as just speak into the soul, just draw nigh unto us, Lord. Just have mercy upon us and lead us in these things, Lord. I would seek it and pray, Lord, at this time. For your glory, Lord, as we do look unto thee, I just want to wait upon thee, Lord. Just want to look unto thee, Father, to bring and to dedicate these things unto thee, Lord. In your precious name I pray, Lord. Father, for your glory, Lord, I pray. Saints, let's stand. Let's sing that song. Sweet hour of prayer. That calls me from a world of care. We just asked Brother Msimangi if he wouldn't mind. You know, the Bible says, if anybody is afflicted, let him pray. If anybody is sick, let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. So if you desire prayer, you desire Brother Msimangi to pray with you, take the opportunity now. If the Lord is pressing something upon you, if you're wanting somebody to help you in prayer, as you worship, come forth. Come forth to the front. Let the work be done. And go from here having done all that the Lord leads you to do. And I believe that's all God expects of us. So let's have liberty in the house of the Lord as we worship. Please feel free to come forward for prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer.
Sweet. the narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven is waiting for you because of what you've decided. That was the prophecy.
Was a prophecy.
The angel told to the great messenger. That is what will produce.
That is what will produce
great victory in the love divine.
I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time.
Of life,
of hope. Give us strength, help us to go in this world where every road, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of
you love the ancient words, saints. Back to the foundation. Back to the old. The prophet says the shoeing line. The sawdust trail once again. The old-fashioned St. Paul's blue sky sin-killing religion. That's what the prophet said. Back to the Bible. Back to the old-fashioned altar call. Back to the prayer life in the home. The family altar. Back into the closet, saints. Let's sing one more song. Let's sing that song. Now's my time for consecration. There must be a change in me. Wonderful song. May the Lord bless us as we sing it. Amen. What's it called, bro?
Sorry, there.
There's a deep and inward hunger within my soul. God has promised in His word He'll make us whole.
Well, it's time for it to happen.
That huge portion of heaven it will make and bring to pass. Tremendous victory in the love divine. For I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. I'm heading down to the Jordan. Oh, Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking, a power that will bind the thunder of the cool ministry. Oh, a power that will bind the thunder of the poor ministry. Now it's my time for consecration. I must see a change in me. I will enter my secret closet and close the door behind me. Oh, I will keep the feast
of unleavened bread with truth and sincerity. All I'm expecting Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, to meet with me. Oh, I'm tired of tramping on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking, the power that will find a miracle. The full ministry, oh, the power that will bind the number up, the full ministry. Lord, keep thy holy fire burning, deep in my soul. Change me from glory unto glory, till thy image you behold. Let's keep this holy convocation with truth and sincerity, for it's the message in you and me will bring to pass that tremendous victory. Oh, I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. Heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see a breaking power that will bind, number up the full ministry. Oh, power that will bind, number up the full ministry. A power that will bind the thunder up, the boom in the sea.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, friends, if you're trying to get somewhere, if you've been lost and you're trying to get found, you know, the Lord gave us two things. He gave us the map and He gave us the guide. He gave us the Bible. He gave us the message. And He gave us the anointing. He gave us the unction. And friends, that's the key today that's been preached. Just take advantage of what the Lord's given to you. Just take the word. Get yourself in His presence. You may have been going around the mountain, but He'll show you the way to Jordan. And Jordan means death. It means getting yourself out the way, getting the old enemy out the way. And God can take us into a new commission. He can take us beyond the Jordan where all the blessings lay. What a wonderful word it was today. Really to appreciate. And the thing I'm most happy about, it's only half time. Amen. Next weekend, Brother Mswanga is here again. So we do really appreciate that. May the Lord bless you. I just wonder if we could ask one thing just as we close. If Brother Brian wouldn't mind come just to lead us in that song that he sang once again. That was a real blessing. Please, Brother, come. Amen. Nice to put someone on the spot. Amen. It was a wonderful time today. I really do appreciate it in the house of the Lord. May God bless the visitors. Please come back again. Amen. Feel welcome in the house of God.
Amen. Yes, it's been put on the spot. You may all be seated, please.
I thought that number one would surely be me. Thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I would build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all join in. Lord, I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valley too wide. I'm down on my knees, and that's where I learned to stand. Because I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. I think that I will make Jesus my own. From now on, when I'm in trouble, on Him I can call. If I don't trust Him, I'd be less than a man. Because I can't even walk without You holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. I'm down on my knees, I'm learning to stand. Because I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. One more time. Even walk without Him holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too low. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Because I can't even walk without Him holding my hand.
Thank you. Bless you all. Bless you. Thank you.
That's a potential song leader if ever I saw one. Says. I'm telling you that, brother. One day you'll discover it, brother. There's a song leader hidden inside of there, just waiting to express himself for the kingdom of God. What a wonderful thing. So we had a wonderful time, saints. Let's keep in prayer for the meetings coming up as well. It's been a real, real blessing. Does anybody have a favorite song to finish with?
Kick Him Down.
Kick Him Down, Kick Him Down. Keep the devil on the... And friends, let's not forget there was a prophecy today. The Cold War's over.
Amen.
Amen. Officially, it's over. History, it's in the past. Onward we go. Amen. Let's stand, let's sing that song. Kick Him Down, Kick Him Down. We then ask Brother Louis if he wouldn't mind come to close for us in prayer.
Kick Him Down,
Kick Him Down, have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that number down.
Kick Him Down, Kick Him Down, have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that number down. Arise and shine, King Theophany has come. Let's hold to His unchanging hand.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord, praise His name, and be garrisoned by prayer. Don't let the devil shake your confidence, all in your heart put there. Don't you hate your brother, that's the root of bitterness. We've got to walk in that way of holiness, of holiness. Kick Him down, Kick Him down, have the devil on the run. A Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that number down. Kick Him down, Kick Him down, have the devil on the run. A Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mama down. Cover your face, cover your feet with reverence and humility. Let's go into action with God-given ability. Stand flat-footed in your trials, though they may be sometimes mean. Always remember to call Jesus on the scene. Remember every
every day to have the token on display. It's an act of love, so follow that dove. That's no right dove. That's no right dove. Kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. A son of God must not be trodden down, so kick him down, kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. Son of God must not be trodden now, so kick that mother down. Unconquered by tradition, in this day we stand. Like Joshua and Caleb, we are going to take the land. But brother, it won't be easy, it's not a flowery bed of ease. Remember that old devil, we were on the terrible streets. Don't let him have you blue, wondering what you're gonna do. For we're at seven peaks, so we'll just stick. We'll just stick. Kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. A son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mother down. Kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mama down. So kick that mama down.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just ask our brother to come. Please, where if you come to pray for us. Amen. Let's bow our heads, saints.
Thank you. Most precious Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Lord, we come unto you at this very moment, Lord Jesus Christ. How our heart fill with joy, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And from the bottom of our heart, Lord Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord,
Yes. for your anointing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your presence here, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, you're the same.
Yes.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
You never change.
Amen.
What you promise, Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
You will fulfill it, Lord Jesus Christ. Surely. Oh, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
For the word of God.
Amen.
We want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your servant, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You brought far away. We
Yes.
know, Lord Jesus Christ, the things don't happen by chance.
Amen.
But it's by your will, by your perfect will, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord,
you've
Yes,
brought
Lord,
one of Lord, each Lord. And one of us just here to
Amen.
Hear this voice, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We know, Lord Jesus Christ, there is
Amen.
A purpose, Lord Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
For that. Bless your servant fully.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord Jesus Christ, and his
Yes.
dear wife,
Hallelujah.
Who is, Lord Jesus Christ,
Yes.
accompanying him.
Amen.
Oh, what can
Yes,
you say, Lord
Lord
Jesus Christ, about the pastor
Lord.
In this gathering, Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
And the offices, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, Lord Jesus Christ,
Please, Lord.
That your anointing, Lord Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
The
Yes.
eagle anointing, Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Bless them, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, carry, Lord Jesus Christ, the work with them, Lord Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
Because without you, they can't do nothing.
Yes.
Bless each and every one of us, Lord Jesus Christ.
As
there is Lord Jesus Christ on our way going,
Amen.
There is an evil Lord Jesus Christ, a demon
Amen.
Looking at us.
Yes.
Our prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, that you look at those evil spirits,
Yes.
Lord Jesus Christ, with your hungry eye, Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Just like what you did or with Red Sea before
Yes.
the children of Israel.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
For them to get scared, Lord.
Amen.
Bless each and every one of us, Lord.
Yes.
Let your Holy Ghost be with us
Please,
and guide us and bring us back, Lord Jesus Christ, at the appointing time in this place.
Yes, Lord.
We
Yes,
give you
Lord.
Praise and honor, for we
Amen.
Ask all these things in wonderful, precious name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
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 Let's finish with this as we dismiss. Saints, God bless you.
I don't know why Jesus loves me. Oh, I don't know why.
I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. I don't know why.
I don't know why
Jesus loves me. Oh,
I don't know why He cares.
I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. Mighty throne in glory. Oh, thank you, Lord, to bring to us redemption's story. And He died, but He rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did.
loves me. Oh, I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be? Where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why, I don't know why Jesus loves me. Oh, I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be? Hallelujah. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Oh, where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why, I don't know why Jesus loves me. Oh, I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. He left his mighty throne. His mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why.